It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Jake Carlisle-Larson. You're with us on the Ideas Network. Coming up, our guest has tested out two of the latest self-help books on memory improvement. He'll join us to talk about what was helpful, what was not, and whether they're worth a read.
First, Governor Walker has called for giving papermaker Kimberly Clark tax incentives like those offered to Foxconn.
It's part of an effort to entice the Kimberly Clark Corporation not to close a pair of factories in the Neenah area that would result in the loss of almost 600 jobs.
Steve Deller is professor of agriculture and applied economics and the interim director for the Center for Community and Economic Development at the University of Wisconsin-Madison and UW Extension. Steve, welcome back to the show.
Good afternoon.
Well, Steve, what are you seeing in the governor's proposal to try to keep Kimberly Clark jobs where they are?
Well, I think this is part of the slippery slope that was created with the Foxconn deal. We have set a precedence where other firms can now come in and kind of say, well, where's my tax incentive? But I think with the Kimberly Clark, they're making decisions at an international scale. And, the specific location in Wisconsin is almost secondary to these national and international decisions that they're making.
Right. Kimberly Clark initially announced thousands of jobs being lost, being ended in their worldwide operation. This Wisconsin element is just part of that. Are the tax incentives we're talking about, do you think, enough to have Kimberly Clark change their global plans, in effect?
No, probably not. It's the same type of decision that Kraft made when they were looking at the Oscar Mayer plant in Madison or GM looking at the Janesville plant. These are multi-billion dollar long-term decisions that these companies are making, and these kind of tax incentives are really kind of not that important to these larger decisions.
Now, Outagamie County Executive Tom Nelson has said the industry as a whole is suffering. The issue goes beyond Kimberly Clark. Here he is on the morning show earlier today talking about Governor Walker's proposal.
Well, I think what the correct approach here, because this is not a one-off, this began before Kimberly Clark. It started with Appleton Coda back in September. The only solution and strategy is an industry-wide strategy. If this was just one company like Kimberly Clark, maybe that would make sense, though. But we need to have a strategy. We need to have a solution that addresses not just one paper mill, but all the mills that have been affected, and then also to have a strategy that will address this potential problem in the future.
And Nelson said the governor and legislators should push for a $60 million fund to help the papermaking industry, in effect, modernize, be more energy efficient in Wisconsin. What do you think of that idea, Steve?
Well, I think that looking at the industry from a larger perspective is important because the paper industry has been going through major restructuring. And a lot of the new investments in paper mills within the U.S. have been occurring in the southern states because of the supply of pine, faster-growing pine. It's just the comparative advantage that Wisconsin had many decades ago simply it's not here anymore. We have a rich tradition, but the economics that gave us that rich tradition have really shifted. It's shifted to the southern states, and it's shifted overseas.
And let's talk about that overseas component. Senator Tammy Baldwin has said, hey, the federal government needs to do more to balance the playing field. She sees unfair practices, deals, basically helping, say, a Chinese paper manufacturing company at the expense of a Wisconsin one.
Well, it depends on how you define unfair competition. The Chinese and a lot of the Asian companies, countries, have actually embraced not this kind of pure capitalism that the U.S. has, but they really kind of pick particular industries, and they really, as a government, try to help those industries along. Now, is that unfair competition, or is that just a different way of pursuing capitalism? We can come up with different answers to that question.
Talking to Steve Deller from UW-Madison and UW Extension, looking at the latest on Kimberly Clark, possible or announced job closures, job layoffs there, and efforts by the state government to try to turn that around. Also from Senator Baldwin, Steve, she wrote an open letter to Kimberly Clark saying, hey, you're getting advantages, you're getting benefits from this new federal tax bill. You're using that to pay dividends, buy back stocks, and at the same time, you're cutting jobs. She was critical of that. What do you make of that line of attack on the company?
Well, I think, I mean, politically, they have to do something. I mean, Governor Walker and, you know, our elected officials are, they have to do something. Otherwise, they'll be perceived as sitting on their hands, which, you know, Mayor Soglin here accused the governor of doing with Oscar Mayer. And it's, so they have to do something. But in terms of how this is actually going to play out, it's really not going to have that much of an influence.
Are we talking about plants, whether it's Oscar or Mayer, as you mentioned earlier, or a lot of the paper mills, that even if they keep them around now, it might be another year or two, but the industry, the wider industry changes are dictating that they're not going to be here forever?
That's exactly right. A lot of the old legacy industries are, they're moving. And look at what happened with the GM plant. It was essentially, you know, the major corporations are saying, you know, look, we're making long-term investments here. Either we can continue to pour money into these older facilities, or we can start new. We can build brand new and build highly efficient plants. What they're doing is they're building new, more efficient plants. And when they make that decision, they're saying, where is the best location for this? And in the paper industry right now, it's in the southern states. It's not in the old North Forest.
Now, supposing these jobs can't be saved, what do you see as the role of the state and maybe local governments in working with those 600 or so workers who are going to be out of a job if this goes through?
Well, there's two. There's a short-term strategy, which is helping these families essentially kind of get over the period of unemployment, is helping them kind of adapt and, you know, kind of get over this initial hump of losing, you know, fairly well-paying jobs. Then there's the long-term strategy of, you know, how do we create a better environment for these employee or these now unemployed folks to find other employment opportunities or to, you know, perhaps start their own businesses. So there's a short-term strategy and a longer-term strategy.
Now, obviously, this is not going to be good news for people laid off. But on the upside, unemployment is low in Wisconsin, especially as compared to the immediate aftermath of the Great Recession. Are you optimistic that a lot of these workers will be able to find work, maybe comparable work?
Yes, they will. There's been examples of other paper mills that have closed down, and workers have been able to find other employment opportunities. But what they're doing is, it's what we call stretch commuting, is that they're commuting greater distances to take these jobs. Now, will they be comparable in terms of pay and benefits? That's a tougher question. I think that's one of the frustrations that we've had with this recovery, is as these good-paying jobs go away, they're being replaced with slightly lower-paying jobs. So I think that these workers will be able to find other employment. They may have to commute a greater distance than perhaps they would like, and perhaps they may not be as good a job, but they'll find employment opportunities.
I know from talking to you in the past, Steve, you're more of a fan of the state if it's going to help somebody, helping startups, newer businesses, smaller businesses to grow. That said,
yep.
Could the state be playing a proactive role, doing an inventory of these bigger legacy businesses and saying, where are we at risk of losing businesses? How do we start working with these companies to keep them around and maybe modernize here in the state?
I think that's an excellent idea. I think the state should be doing this on a continuing basis. But the problem, though, is that when you do an analysis, and we've looked at the paper industry in the past because there's been other plants closing, is that it is a declining industry in the state. And if the state comes out and says, we've done an analysis of this, and it's a declining industry, and we've essentially decided that we're going to let it go away, that's politically untenable. So the state becomes a rock, you know, gets between a rock and a hard place. All the data and the trends in the industry are saying it's going away, but the state just simply can't accept that. So, yes, they should be doing it, but how they react to what we find is another matter.
So we've got proposals from the governor, from Republicans in the legislature, from Democrats in the legislature. Is this all mostly just symbolic?
It is to a large extent. Again, these are international trends that are going on, and some of these plants, like with the GM plant and the Oscar Mayer plant, they're just old, they're not efficient, and it makes more sense to basically say, we're going to build brand new. And that means we could build brand new any place in the U.S.
We'll leave it there for now. Steve, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Stephen Deller is a professor of agriculture and applied economics and interim director for the Center for Community and Economic Development at UW-Madison and UW-Extension. He joined us to check in on the economic effects of a proposed tax incentive for Kimberly-Clark.
Coming up, are you struggling to remember how you met all 700 of your Facebook friends? Can't remember the names of a few new faces at the holiday gathering? Well, a writer tells us about his test drive of some of the latest advice on making the most of our memories. Stay with us here on Central Time.